resources for lawmakers to disclose the information. Sales of new homes hot in April, up more than 16%.
However, it appears sales were up because home builders slashed prices to move inventory. The median sales price for a new home was down 11% last month, the largest decline ever.
Fox's Rebecca Gomez. You're listening to Fox News Radio, fair and balanced.
Another how-to half minute from the Home Depot.
Don't laugh. I just pulled into your neighbor's driveway.
Again?
His house looks just like yours.
Well, I think next time you'll pull up to my house.
Oh?
Because mine will have the Tuscan Fieldstone walkway, lined with bronze path lights leading up to my new red front door.
Ooh. Right now, get special deferred financing with your Home Depot consumer credit card and get the grill, patio furniture, everything you need to give your yard personality this Memorial Day weekend. The Home Depot. You can do it. We can help. Offer valid through 528 and U.S. only. See store for details.
Today's the day to stock up for summer because no one has better deals on everything you need for summer than the men's store inside JCPenney. Through Saturday, men's shirts and shorts are buy one, get one for a dollar. Stock up on great brands like Dockers, St. John's Bay, Van Heusen, Arizona, and South Pole. The men's store inside JCPenney makes it easy to get in, find it, and get out. JCPenney, every day matters. Some exclusions apply. See stores for details. Sale ends May 26th.
WFAS News Time 603. Good evening. I'm Jim Cleefield, Westchester Soft Favorites, AM 1230. WFAS News. Here's what's happening. The price of the pump just keeps going higher. Westchester Consumer Protection officials have just released their latest price survey, and the average fill-up cost has now reached a record $3.37 a gallon. Officials say higher demand for one thing is behind the recent price jumps. You can always log on to westchestergov.com to shop around for the best prices close to you. The group known as Hispanics Across America offers up a $10,000 reward to anybody who provides information leading to an arrest and conviction in three unsolved Mal Kisco murders, most recently Rene Perez, who just this year was found dead on the side of a desolate Bedford Street. A search for clues into the case of a mysterious torso washing ashore in Mamaroneck is getting nowhere, so authorities are seeking help from the TV show America's Most Wanted. The show hopes to shed more light into the case. A female torso washed ashore near Harbor Island months earlier. They may be linked to two other torsos that washed ashore in Long Island, but there are questions about that. The segment airs on Fox late Saturday night. Some programs in Westchester aimed at preventing gang violence among youths are getting some funding from the county, about $100,000 in total. Three agencies, including the Nepperhan Center in Yonkers, were selected by the County Youth Bureau to get money for their programs that target youths in Yonkers, Mount Vernon, New Rochelle, Peekskill, Porchester, and Tarrytown. WFAS News Time 605, another road check now, and let's call upon Frank Schenkman, WFAS.
All right, Jim, starting off on the Spring Brook Parkway, some accidents getting taken care of. Southbound direction, one by Tuckahoe Road. Second accident scene right by Central Avenue. Tappan Zee busy north, quiet hitting south. Slow on 287 west, exit 5, right out to the merge with I-87. 95 is okay north, up into Connecticut. Southbound direction, not too bad, as you make your way through Rye and Mamaroneck. Your update is brought to you by the New York State Lottery. New York's raffle to riches is coming back. Tickets go on sale June 1st. Only a limited number will be sold, so buy yours today for a chance to become one of 14 new millionaires. And for checking your forecast, we check back in with meteorologist Kevin Hoffler.
Another beautiful day today, and the warming trend will continue right into the holiday weekend. Tonight, clear skies, very comfortable, 55 to near 60. A mostly sunny day coming up for tomorrow, very warm across the area, 85 to 90 for an afternoon high. Now, a few scattered clouds around for tomorrow night, mild down around 60. And a mixture of clouds and sunshine both Saturday and Sunday. Highs about 80 to 85, so very warm both days. A chance of a thunderstorm for Sunday afternoon. I'm meteorologist Kevin Hoffler
following
from the WFAS Weather
the
Center.
The opinions expressed are solely those of the sponsor and not necessarily those of WFAS or its advertisers.
Hello again, everybody. I'm Bernie Crooks, host of Peace of Mind with Bernie the Attorney. We're heard right here on WFAS AM 1230 every Thursday evening from 6:05 to 6:35 p.m. And tonight, our guest is Debbie Bennett of the National Multiple Sclerosis Society. Hello, Debbie.
Hi.
It's good to have you on the show. And Debbie, you know, the National MS Society is a big organization. What do you do there?
I'm the Vice President of Programs and Services for the Southern New York chapter, which is in White Plains.
So Southern New York, does that encompass all of Westchester?
Westchester, Rockland, Orange, Putnam, and Sullivan counties.
Okay, and Programs and Services, what does a Director of Programs and Services do?
I run activities, educational activities, physical health activities, a variety of programs that help people living with MS and affected by the disease improve their quality of life and live productive lives.
So it's not only for the people afflicted with the disease, it's also for the family and caregivers?
Absolutely. MS is a disease that affects the entire family.
So your charge is to develop and coordinate and present informational programs that will help them deal with the situation?
Yes, informational programs and some direct care services as well.
How often do you have these programs?
Well, mostly our activities are held in the fall and the spring months, the actual in-person programs due to weather fatigue and things like that. But ongoing all year round are things like information and referral and direct care services.
And are the programs held in a particular place or are they held in those several counties that you mentioned?
Yes, all over counties. We have self-help groups in all five counties. We hold educational programs and we're available on the phone to everyone.
So theoretically, somebody shouldn't have to travel that far.
Sometimes we get people who come from Orange County here, but sometimes we bring the program there.
Okay, that sounds great. And I think it would be good, you know, I'm sure everybody's heard of MS, of course, stands for multiple sclerosis. What exactly is multiple sclerosis?
It's a chronic disabling disease of the central nervous system, which includes the brain and the spinal cord. It's an autoimmune disease. It means the body is attacking itself.
And is everyone susceptible to it?
Theoretically, yes. Majority of people have a predisposition to it. It's not directly inherited, but if there is a family member with MS, there is a greater risk.
So if when you say family member, do you mean parent or
parent, sibling, grandparent?
So it could be great-grandparent?
Correct.
So let's say you have a great-grandparent or a grandparent that had MS, and you want to know whether or not you have it. Is there a way to find out?
There is not.
So you can't take a test?
There is no test.
Are there any tendencies that might make you more nervous?
Well, we have been told that in addition to having a predisposition to MS, you might also be exposed to some kind of environmental agent like a virus or a bacteria. We don't know what that is yet, and you don't know whether you had it or not yet. Also, people living in cold, temperate climates are a greater risk for MS.
So it sounds like a couple of factors. One is you have to have this predisposition.
Correct.
So it's not everyone's susceptible to it, and we don't know who the people are that are susceptible to it.
I mean, there are certainly lots of people who don't have a history of MS in their family.
They could be the first one.
Right.
Okay, so it's not...
It's not just directly.
So if no one in your family's ever had it, it doesn't mean you can't get it.
Right.
Okay, and then the second thing is there has to be, well, I guess you call it some trigger event. Something has to happen that sets it off?
Not necessarily. Just someone might identify having an issue by a neurological symptom.
A twitch...
Well, there are lots of symptoms involved in MS. It could be fatigue. It could be numbness. It could be tremors, spasticity, optic neuritis, pain. There are a run a gamut of symptoms that some people have, some people never have. It's a very unpredictable disease, and so we can't really identify it too easily.
And once you've been diagnosed, can you get better?
There are a number of forms of the disease. The most common form is relapsing remitting, where people have attacks and then generally they bounce back. The disease can progress, and depending on which form you have, it can be treated. And sometimes it's progressive from onset and treatment doesn't help. So you can get better and you cannot. There's no way to know.
So if you're lucky, it may not be degenerative?
Right.
So you could have an episode or a bout with it, and then it could go away for a few years and then maybe come back or maybe
That's
not?
That's right. There are people who've had attacks once in 20 years, and then there are people who have attacks every month.
So how would you know if someone's having an attack?
They have to see a neurologist. They would complain of a symptom, a steady symptom. The neurologist would do a medical history, neurological exam, generally an MRI of the brain, and they look for lesions on the brain. It's a long time to make a diagnosis. Sometimes it takes months, sometimes it takes years. And generally they look for two particular episodes, two different times, and two different clinical spots on the brain.
Do they make the diagnosis by ruling out other things?
Or absolutely.
Okay, so that's... Yes. And then once they tell you you have it, they're not able to tell you whether or not you have the kind that's going to continue to get worse or the kind that might relapse?
Often they can make a determination, and often they can't. This is how unpredictable it is that they might say you have a relapsing remitting type because 75 to 80% of people with MS present with that type. Over a 10 to 15-year period, 50% of those will fall into a more secondary progressive disease. And then there are some people from the onset who have the progressive type, but sometimes you can't identify that immediately.
And if you have the progressive type, is there a timetable like, okay, in 5 years, this is going to happen, 10 years, that's going to happen, or you really don't know?
You really don't know. It's too hard to make a prognosis. Symptoms come and go.
But you just know if you have that type, it's not going to get better.
It doesn't get better, but with that progressive type, you don't actually even have attacks. It's just a steady worsening of the disease.
And it presents itself in not being able to walk or use your arms or legs?
Not necessarily. A lot of people, their initial presentation is a eye difficulty, double vision. I mean, two-thirds of people remain ambulatory over their lifetime, so it doesn't always affect gait.
Okay, so you don't necessarily have to be confined to a wheelchair.
Absolutely not.
And you mentioned double vision. That's one of the first symptoms?
Yes.
And then if it continues, then you would go to a neurologist?
Yes. Usually it's treated with steroids. It's considered an acute attack. And generally people get their vision back. A small percentage of people do lose vision. But that's considered an exacerbation.
And is this something that affects people as they get older, in their teen years, in their 30s, 40s? When is it most common?
The majority of people are diagnosed between the ages of 20 and 50, but people have been diagnosed way earlier and later.
So if you make it to 50, it doesn't mean you're home free?
Absolutely not.
And is it more common for females instead of males?
2 to 3 times more common in Caucasian women.
Why?
Well, we're studying the effect of hormones on a body because we've noticed that when women are pregnant, they tend to do well in their disease, so estrogen might have something to do with it. Then again, they're also studying testosterone now because there seems to be some benefit in that. So it could be something hormonal.
So it doesn't affect a woman's ability to get pregnant?
No.
In fact, getting pregnant may help.
Actually, I just heard a doctor last night say that it's the best treatment. Unfortunately, after pregnancy, women can have an exacerbation, but they're protected during pregnancy.
I'm Bernie Crooks, and we're speaking with Debbie Bennett, who's the vice president of programs and services for the Southern New York.
Correct.
Chapter of the National Multiple Sclerosis Society, and we're going to take a short break, and we'll be right back.
Every parent worries about their kids. Unfortunately, when you have a child with disabilities, the worries are much greater.
Here's Bernie Crooks from the law firm of Littman Crooks.
Amy and Bruce had been talking about going to a lawyer to help them ever since Charlie was born. Charlie has cerebral palsy.
The experts at Littman Crooks helped Amy and Bruce set up a special needs trust to provide for Charlie's medical and financial needs for today and for the future.
The rules are very complex. You truly do need an expert to help you navigate through all the federal and state regulations to make sure that your child gets the benefits he or she is entitled to.
Do you have a child with special needs? Call the law offices of Littman Crooks.
We don't know what the future holds for Amy, Bruce, or their son Charlie, but what Amy and Bruce do know is that they've done everything in their power to ensure that Charlie has the best quality of life possible when Amy and Bruce are here and when they're not here.
Peace on mind.
Littman Crooks in White Plains, Manhattan, or online at specialneedsnewyork.com.
Welcome back to Peace of Mind with Bernie the Attorney. I'm your host, Bernie Crooks, from the law firm Littman Crooks, based right here in White Plains. And we're speaking with Debbie Bennett from the National Multiple Sclerosis Society. And in the first segment of our show, we learned a little bit about the disease. And, Debbie, what I'd like to talk to you about now is the actual MS Society. What is the National Multiple Sclerosis Society?
It's a large nonprofit, one of the largest, providing funding for research into the cause, cure, and treatment of MS, and a national organization providing programs to people affected by it.
And you mentioned it's a not-for-profit, so people who make contributions to it would get a tax deduction?
Right. We don't have any government funding. We don't have any United Way funding. And so all the money raised is raised by private contributions and special events.
No grants?
No.
So everything can either come from a lifetime gift, or people can leave money in their will?
Right. Donations, pledges.
And is there a difference between the national society and the local chapter? How does that work?
Well, every local chapter is run by a board of directors, so we're autonomous in that way, but we are part of a bigger national organization.
And if I left money to Multiple Sclerosis Society in my will, would it go to national or would it go to local?
Well, it depends. You could actually restrict it to your local chapter. All of the money that comes into a local chapter, 60% stays within the community to go towards helping people with MS. 40% goes to our national office, of which they use it for research, administration, and national programs.
Okay, so part of the money does go to research.
Yes.
Okay, so if my primary interest was in making sure that we had local programs, I would specifically designate the Southern New York chapter.
You could even restrict it locally to programs, and all of it would stay locally. But if you wanted some to go to research, 40% would go to the national office.
And if you just said, I want to leave it to National MS, it would all go to?
To the national organization, right.
And that's primarily research?
Right.
And how many chapters are there in New York, if you know?
There are four.
What are they?
Southern New York, which is my chapter.
Right.
New York City, which covers the five boroughs. Long Island, which is two counties on Long Island, and the upstate chapter, believe it or not, starts in Rochester and comes all the way down to Poughkeepsie.
Okay, so I guess somebody who had an interest in a particular geographical area could then plan accordingly.
Right, and they just wanted to join a local chapter. If they dialed 1-800-FIGHT-MS, they get connected to the closest chapter.
And how long has the National MS Society been around?
Since 1946.
Is that when they first identified it as an illness?
Oh, no. It was identified by a man named Charcot many years ago. 1946, our founder, Sylvia Lowry, put an ad in the New York Times looking for people who'd been cured by MS because she had a brother who was deeply affected by it. And she got flooded with phone calls, not from people who were cured, but people who were looking just like she was for support.
And that's how.
So she founded the organization. It went national, and she even started an international federation of MS societies.
Have there been? I mean, it's been around now for 60-something years, 61 years. Have they made any progress in the medications that are available?
Yes. Prior to 1993, there was no treatment for MS.
So you just had it, and that was it.
Right. The doctor just treated your symptoms and sent you home. Then in 1993, one of the first immunomodulating treatments became available, and now there are four of them, and they've been proven to slow the disease progression and reduce the relapse rates.
Okay, so the hope is that, not that we're going to reverse it, but that we slow down.
There is actually hope to reverse it as well. Right now, there's tremendous study in remyelination. Myelin is the part of the body that is attacked. But currently, the treatments are just to slow the relapses, and if you slow the relapses, you have limited symptoms, which obviously slows the progression of the disease.
So it almost sounds like a cancer where the cells go bad and they attack their own good ones?
Myelin sheath is a fatty substance covering the nerves in your body, and when the myelin is stripped away, the nerves are exposed, and that's what causes the signals to be interrupted from the brain.
Now, most people who have MS are able to live in the community?
The majority of people do.
And the ones who cannot?
Unfortunately, people who have progressive disease and cannot take care of themselves, some people do require long-term care.
In like a nursing home?
Could be a nursing home. Could be an assisted living facility.
And what type of strains and burdens does this put on the family and the other caregivers?
Well, it's an amazing thing that, especially in MS, caregivers are generally family members. And so they need a lot of respite and counseling and assistance as well. A study came out recently about caregiving, and it's amazing how much money is not spent because family members are doing it.
Yeah, I think people underestimate that. Generally, nationwide in long-term care, when they look at how much money the country and the governments are spending on caring for people with disabilities, it's just a fraction of what is really being spent and being provided by informal family caregivers.
That's right.
And I think if you really put a number on that, it would be staggering. Because in our experience, working with families of people with disabilities, the dedication and commitment that people have and what they're willing to do for a loved one is truly remarkable.
Right. It can deplete them completely with their funds. They're, you know, people with MS often tend to stop working, and if their caregiver has to stop working as well to care for them, creates a tremendous burden.
So let's talk about that, but the funds. Are there public funds available to help care for people with MS?
Well, there aren't public funds available. You know, if you're on Medicaid, you could probably get some assistance. The National MS Society has a fund where we pitch in, especially for in instances where a caregiver, if they're the primary caregiver and they have to perhaps go in the hospital themselves, we can pay for home care.
So if somebody has MS and the caregiver's taking care of them at home and then the caregiver gets sick, you can provide some support by getting someone to come into the house so the person with MS doesn't have to be institutionalized?
Well, our program is short-term, but yes, it's respite. It's respite care. In the same way, we provide financial assistance for medical transportation, physical therapy when people are uninsured, and purchasing durable medical equipment.
But to go on Medicaid, I mean, you have to be poor, right? I mean, you can't have
Medicaid.
Medicaid.
Be on Medicaid, right. Yeah. But a lot of people with MS are receiving Social Security disability, and so they qualify for Medicare.
Okay, so after, I guess, 2 years, they're able to convert and
right.
get to
the
Medicare.
Only problem with Medicare is they don't pay for maintenance home care. So.
Right. I mean, it's got to be part-time or intermittent or following a hospital stay.
Right. And so that's where we come in and, you know, provide a little assistance.
And how would somebody apply for that?
They just call our chapter. We do an intake. We have a discussion with them on the phone about what their resources are.
And how would they get in touch with the chapter?
1-800-FIGHT-MS, or the local number is 914-694-1655.
And is there a website for people who are internet savvy?
There is. NationalMSSociety.org is the national website, and if you /NYV, you get our local chapter.
And that'll give you more information on how you get in touch.
The website is great. They have a lot of information on various topics of various topics that affect people, and you can connect to any chapter that way as well.
I'm Bernie Crooks, host of Peace of Mind with Bernie the Attorney. Our guest this week is Debbie Bennett, the Vice President of Programs and Services for the Southern New York Chapter of the National Multiple Sclerosis Society. And we've got to take a short break, and we'll be right back.
Unexpected medical crises can turn lives upside down. Here's Bernie Crooks from the law firm of Littman Crooks.
Barbara called. I could tell something was wrong. She was calling from the hospital. Her husband had a stroke. Harry was going to need care in a long-term facility, perhaps for the rest of his life.
Barbara couldn't find the necessary documents.
Unfortunately, this is all too common. One spouse gets sick and the other spouse has absolutely no idea where the financial records are.
Harry quickly got the care he needed. In addition to helping Barbara gather and submit the appropriate paperwork, the experts at Littman Crooks also helped access government-financed health care to help pay Harry's medical bills.
Although we can't help Harry get better, Barbara has the peace of mind of knowing their hard-earned family assets will be available to help pay for Barbara's care in the future and to pass on to their children and grandchildren and not be eaten away by the cost of Harry's long-term care.
When a medical crisis strikes, call the law offices of Littman Crooks in White Plains and Manhattan.
Peace of mind with Littman Crooks.
Call 914-684-2100.
Welcome back to Peace of Mind with Bernie the Attorney. I'm Bernie Crooks from the law firm Littman Crooks, and our firm is based right here in White Plains. And our firm specializes in helping people with disabilities and with special needs. And our special guest tonight is Debbie Bennett, the Vice President of the Southern Chapter, Vice President of Programs and Services of the Southern Chapter of the National MS Society. And just before the break, Debbie, we were talking about Medicare and Medicaid, and you know, it's got to be a huge financial commitment. You've got these medications, which I imagine are not cheap. You've got people who have to give up their jobs and lose their salary. You've got people who need long-term care. I mean, how does a family keep it all together?
Yes, it's very difficult. Medications are about $1,200 a month. Luckily, insurance companies have been covering these treatments, but when someone can't work and they're on a limited income, it does put a strain on the family.
And you know, this $1,200 you say it's covered. Is it covered with a copayment of $1,000, or do they really cover it?
Well, it depends. If you're on Medicare and you fall into the donut hole on the Part D plan, it can be really expensive. And $1,200 is just the immunomodulating treatments. That doesn't even include all the symptomatic treatments people take.
And I think perhaps a lot of people's insurance benefits have caps on it,
some
annual, lifetime. So does Medicaid and Medicare really is important then?
Some of the pharmaceutical companies also have financial assistance programs where they can provide funding for people who fall into a gap.
And do they have to participate in some clinical trial program, or they'll just give them the medication?
If they qualify financially, they do give assistance. NORD, which is the National Organization of Rare Diseases, also assists with that.
Is this considered a rare disease?
It is.
It's pretty well known.
It is. They say that there are 400,000 Americans with MS, and I guess that's not considered a high enough number.
Yeah, well, I guess when you look at how many people we have in the country, but I'll tell you, if you're one of them,
it's a devastating disease.
All right, let's talk about some of the good things you're doing. Let's get into a little detail about some of the programs and services that are available.
One of the biggest programs we have in our wellness series, we provide yoga, tai chi, aquatics, adaptive golf, all physical activities for people to reduce stress and maintain strength. And they're generally like 10-week series programs where we have a trained instructor in MS, so that it's just a group of people with MS.
So a group of people who have MS who want to get into golf would contact you, and then what would happen?
Okay. We actually collaborate on the golf program with Helen Hayes Hospital, where we pay for it, and they have instructors. Yeah, they sign up with us, and they attend the program. As far as yoga programs, we hold them in all of the counties that we serve. They register with us. We hire an instructor. And the program is geared to be adaptive, so no matter what your ability is, you can participate.
So there's no cost to the participants?
We charge like $5 for a 10-week session.
That's pretty good.
Pretty much no cost, right?
So are the instructors are paid?
They are, and we pay a facility as well in most cases.
And this is called the wellness program?
Right.
What else is there besides golf? Aquatics?
Aquatics, tai chi, and yoga. We've also had, in the past, Pilates.
And it doesn't matter at what stage the disease has progressed?
No. Most people can participate, some with assistance, some without, but each instructor will adapt the program to people depending on their ability.
Now, there are employees of the MS Society as well, right?
Well, there are employees in my chapter, and then we hire consultants to run these programs.
And are there also volunteers?
Yeah, we couldn't do what we do without our volunteers.
So how do you get your volunteers?
Through word of mouth. We put flyers out, special events. People come and assist.
And are they generally family members of people who have the disease?
A lot of the time, yes.
But sometimes not?
Right. Sometimes at our special events, like our bike tour, bikers sometimes come and ride in our event, raise money, and they bring family members who volunteer at the site.
Okay, so participating in the bike-a-thon, so everyone's heard of that, the one in...
The MS Bike Tour, yeah. The TZ Bike Tour.
Yeah, that's big. Tell us about that a little
right.
bit.
Right. This year, that's going to be held on September 30th. We have two routes, 20 miles and 60 miles. People get to ride over the Tappan Zee Bridge, which is the only time of the year that they can do that, come back. It's a great ride. It's a great view.
You guarantee the weather?
I have to say that in 9 years, we've only had one bad year, and that was last year, so... Mostly good weather.
Okay, so there's a bike-a-thon, which is great, and then is there also a walk?
The MS Walk is our signature event. We actually just finished our season. They're usually held in April and May, and we usually have one event in every county.
And are these your big fundraisers?
They are.
So we've got the bike, we've got the walk. Anything else?
We have a golf event, June 25th. This year is going to be at Waikagil Country Club. We have a Women Against MS, or our WAMS luncheon.
And that's the Waikagil's in New Rochelle.
That's right. And we have, believe it or not, a swim across the Hudson.
When?
That is on September 9th.
All right, so the water's warm?
I'm not guaranteeing that.
All right, so there's a lot going on.
Yeah, we have a lot of events, and that's the reason we have all these events is so that we can charge $5 for a 10-week session of yoga.
So a good way to find out more information about these events would be to either call or go on the website?
Right. Call the 800 number, 1-800-FIGHT-MS, or the website.
And if people want to be involved and get on committees and help, that's also available?
It's greatly appreciated.
Yeah, I would imagine an organization like yours really relies on the time and effort of people who are willing to give up, days and weeks of their lives to serve on these committees and help.
Absolutely. We even have office volunteers who are practical members of our staff there all the time.
That's terrific. I'm Bernie Crooks, host of Peace of Mind with Bernie the Attorney. We're speaking with Debbie Bennett, and we're going to take a short break and finish up right after this.
Every parent worries about their kids. Unfortunately, when you have a child with disabilities, the worries are much greater.
Here's Bernie Crooks from the law firm of Littman Crooks.
Amy and Bruce had been talking about going to a lawyer to help them ever since Charlie was born. Charlie has cerebral palsy.
The experts at Littman Crooks helped Amy and Bruce set up a special needs trust to provide for Charlie's medical and financial needs for today and for the future.
The rules are very complex. You truly do need an expert to help you navigate through all the federal and state regulations to make sure that your child gets the benefits he or she is entitled to.
Do you have a child with special needs? Call the law offices of Littman Crooks.
We don't know what the future holds for Amy, Bruce, or their son Charlie, but what Amy and Bruce do know is that they've done everything in their power to ensure that Charlie has the best quality of life possible when Amy and Bruce are here and when they're not here.
Littman Crooks, in White Plains, Manhattan, or online at specialneedsnewyork.com.
Welcome back. I'm Bernie Crooks, host of Peace of Mind with Bernie the Attorney. We're heard right here on WFAS AM 1230 every Thursday evening from 6:05 to 6:35 p.m. Our guest tonight is Debbie Bennett from the National MS Society. And, you know, we've learned a lot tonight, Debbie, about MS, the disease, about the people it afflicts, about how you can still have a high quality of life, and about how important it is to give of your time and to give money to help find a cure and to help people really get the most out of life and to help with the caregiving. Why don't you take a minute and tell us about the website one more time and the phone number people can call.
Sure. The phone number is 1-800-FIGHT-MS, or the local number is 914-694-1655. And the website is nationalmssociety.org.
And FIGHT-MS is FIGHT, right?
It is. Thank you.
Okay. I'm Bernie Crooks. It's been a pleasure being with you. We'll be back next Thursday evening, 6:05. Good night, Debbie. Thank you.
Thank you very much.
Good night, everyone.
You can't help singing along with all the great music on Westchester's soft favorites, AM 1230 WFAS.
AM 1230 WFAS, Westchester's soft favorites.
Oh, the shark, babe, has such teeth, dear, and it shows them pearly white. Just a jackknife has old Maggie, babe, and it keeps it out of sight. You know when that shark bites, with his teeth big, scarlet billows start to spread. Fancy gloves, though, where's old Maggie Heath, babe? So there's never, never a trace of red. Now on the sidewalk, ooh, Sunday morning, lies a body just oozing life. And someone sneaking round the corner, could that someone be Mac the Knife? There's a tugboat down by the river, don't you know? Wear a cement bag, just drooping on down. Oh, that cement is just, it's there for the way to dare. Five will get you 10 old Mackies back in town. Not to hear about Louis Miller, he disappeared, babe, after drawing out all his hard-earned cash. And now Maggie spins just like a sailor. Could it be our boy's done something rash? Lotta Lenya and Lucy Brown. Oh, the line forms on the right, babe. Now that Maggie's back in town. I said, Jenny Diver, whoa, Suki Tawdry, look out to Miss Lotta Lenya and old Lucy Brown. Yes, that line forms on the right, babe. Not that Maggie's back in town. Look out, old Maggie's back.
AM 1230 WFAS, Westchester's star favorites, and that is one cool, crazy cat, you know? Bobby Darin and Mac the Knife. Well, good evening for Bob Burnham. I'm JJ and AM 1230 WFAS with Westchester's soft favorites all day and at night, too. So when that sun sets, it's almost happening. Just stay with AM 1230 WFAS for Westchester's soft nights, a relaxing mix of Westchester's soft favorites, including Barry Manilow, Barbara Streisand, The Beatles, and so much more. Your favorite artist specially designed for the nighttime hours. Set aside the cares of the workday. Relax with Westchester's soft nights. That's every night till midnight on Westchester's soft favorites, AM 1230 WFAS. Well, Jim Cleefield is working on some stories for us in the AM 1230 WFAS newsroom. Pain at the pump gets worse in Westchester. A mysterious Mamaroneck murder case turns to national TV for answers, and Iraq remains front and center at the White House. But right now, it's time to check in with WFAS Westchester traffic and Craig Shankman.
All right, JJ, thank you. Let's go to 287. Got delays heading west from Harrison right through White Plains. Volume stays slow from exit 5 right out to the merge with I-87. Tappan Zee busy north heading to Rockland. Southbound side is quiet. Up in northern Westchester, accident 684 north right near exit 4. That one also involving some injuries. 95 south is slow down into the Bronx. Northbound side is fine up by the New Rochelle Toll Plaza. No delays on Metro North or the V-Line buses. Your update is brought to you by Radio Shack through June 3rd. Get the Radio Shack employee discount off already discounted yellow tag items throughout the store. Radio Shack, don't just buy stuff, do stuff. For a check of your forecast, let's check back in with meteorologist Kevin Hoppler.
Well, we certainly had another beautiful day today, and the warming trend will continue right into the holiday weekend. Tonight, clear skies, very comfortable, 55 to near 60. A mostly sunny day coming up for tomorrow, very warm across the area, 85 to 90 for an afternoon high. Now, a few scattered clouds around for tomorrow night, mild down around 60. And a mixture of clouds and sunshine both Saturday and Sunday, highs about 80 to 85, so very warm both days, but the chance of a thunderstorm for Sunday afternoon. I'm meteorologist Kevin Hoppler from the WFAS Weather Center.
And it's 81 degrees at AM 1230 WFAS.
It swings. It's sophisticated. It's sassy. It's classy. And it's guaranteed to get your weekends off to a great start. Sinatra & Company, Saturday mornings from 6 a.m. to 9.
We might have been meant for each other.
Hi, this is Chris Clark. It's Sinatra & Company. Wake up and treat yourself to Sinatra's Saturday Morning along with other entertainers. Frank's friends who have graced the entertainment world.
What a day this has been. What a rare mood I'm in.
why it's almost like being in love.
See you this Saturday for Sinatra and Company, 6 a.m. to 9, on AM 1230 WFAS Westchester's Soft Favorites.
Hi, I'm Mark Franzoso of Franzoso Contracting. Are you thinking of residing your home this spring? If so, call the company that has a showroom in every neighborhood. Franzoso Contracting, celebrating 27 years. What can we remodel for you? Visit us on the web at franzoso.com.
Your name means a lot to you, but in the wrong hands, it can mean more to someone else. With Wachovia, if your identity is ever stolen, dedicated fraud specialists will work with you one-on-one to help recover any lost funds. And they'll stick with you until your identity is restored. Protecting your good name. Another feature of Wachovia Free Checking. Stop by, call 800-WACHOVIA or visit Wachovia.com. Are you with Wachovia?
Free checking is for personal accounts only. Wachovia Bank N.A. and Wachovia Bank of Delaware N.A. Members FDIC.
Another how-to half-minute from the Home Depot.
Don't laugh. I just pulled into your neighbor's driveway.
Again?
His house looks just like yours.
Well, I think next time you'll pull up to my house.
Oh?
Because mine will have the Tuscan field stone walkway. Mine with bronze path lights leading up to my new red front door.
Ooh.
Right now, get special deferred financing with your Home Depot consumer credit card and get the grill, patio furniture, everything you need to give your yard personality this Memorial Day weekend. The Home Depot. You can do it. We can help. Offer valid through 528 and U.S. only. See store for details.
Dust off your drivers and make the cut in the fight against multiple sclerosis on Monday, June 25th at the Distal Memorial Golf Classic for MS at Waikiki Country Club in New Rochelle. The Distal Memorial Golf Classic for MS offers morning and afternoon tee times and the chance to compete for fabulous prizes while enjoying great food, cocktails, and chances to vie for fantastic auction and raffle items. Your participation will make the day's biggest winners the thousands of people living with MS in our region. So grab your golf bag and your friends and join the movement to put an end to multiple sclerosis at the Distal Memorial Golf Classic for MS on Monday, June 25th. Make your reservations by calling 914-694-1655. That's 914-694-1655. 914-694-1655.
Perfect company at home, work, or driving around town. Westchester's soft favorite.
You better love.
take it away. It's gotta be night and day to some man of the past.
Your favorites from the 60s, 70s, and early 80s are here. AM 1230 WFAS.
AM 1230, WFAS, Westchester's song favorite. And for Bob Burnham, I'm J.J. Kennedy. Thank you for keeping me company today. Just want to wish you all a very happy and a very safe Memorial Day holiday weekend. Right now, some Al Wilson on AM 1230, WFAS, Westchester's song favorite.
These are the eyes that never knew how to smile till you came into my life. These are the arms that long to lock you inside every day and every night. Girl, and here is the soul of which you've taken control. Can't you see I'm trying to show love is right? Reaching
anywhere inside. And these are the lips that can't help calling your name in the middle of the night.
Middle of the night.
Whoa.